The attack took place in Vana, the administrative center of the South Waziristan tribal region. Residents say the missile strike destroyed the house of a suspected militant leader identified as Nurullah, and most of the deaths occurred immediately. Local media reports there were foreign nationals, including some Arabs, present in the compound when the attack took place. It is not clear who fired the missiles, but U.S.-led coalition forces based in Afghanistan have, in the past, carried out attacks inside the Pakistani border region, a known safe haven for Al-Qaeda and Taliban militants. Officials of the coalition forces across the Afghan border have not commented on the incident. Speaking to VOA, Army spokesman Major General Athar Abbas distanced the Pakistan military from the incident.
About 5 to 6 explosions were heard from this area of Vana. And exactly what is the nature of the explosion and whether there are casualties or not, I haven't got any confirmed information.
General Abbas says a military team has been sent to the scene to investigate the blasts. A suspected U.S. missile strike in January in the adjoining North Waziristan region killed a senior Al-Qaeda leader, Abu Lays al-Libi. The details of his death are still uncertain, but media reports at that time quoted unnamed American officials as saying an unmanned CIA drone carried out the missile attack. Pakistani authorities described that incident as an accidental explosion in a militant hideout and did not confirm the killing of al-Libi. Analysts say both Pakistan and the United States fear that any official confirmation of such missile strikes inside the Pakistani border may fuel anti-American sentiment. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.